got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Jack filling in for the rest of the week while Jess is away. So I appreciate you, Jack. Me more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Because I get to speak to someone. But now, Jack, you live in Janjuk.
Yes.
Now, I know that the
phone
signal in Janjuk's a bit interesting. How's your electricity? Like, does your power go out a lot?
No, we try not to do power outs as a community.
That's nice.
Yeah, we had a chat.
Everyone signed up.
We came together and that was sort of the top of the list.
Okay. Well, last night, I think it was about 6:35, 6:40, the power went out for like Geelong Central, Geelong South, Highton, Wandana Heights, like Belmont. There was a big area out.
It's peak power time.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure everything's okay. But it was out for maybe, I think it came on at 10 past 8. So just over about an hour and a half of no power. And everyone's getting the text from Power Corps going, hey, it's expecting to come back on at midnight or 12:30. And I can see it on the like Geelong community groups. People are like, this is unnecessary. This is ridiculous, blah, blah, blah. When the power's gone out historically, What's your go-to when the power goes out? What are you and your wife? Because your wife's name's Shannon, right?
Yeah.
Shan. What do you and Shan do with your son?
I mean, typically, first we'll walk to the street, really. I mean, that's what we'll get mobile.
You look out and you go, what's next door? Or are they out too?
And we see the other people milling about and we'll strike up a conversation, which feels exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
But when we have to go, when that's kind of expired, we have to go back in the house. I mean, we sort of just sort of walk from room to room, really.
Right. Because what happened in my house, I've never seen anything like it. So pretty much exactly what you said I did. I went straight out the front, I looked to my right to see if my neighbor's lights were out, and I can see them walking around with torches. And I go, all right, yeah. So it's not just us. It's an everyone situation. I get on my phone to kind of, and then Power Corps sends a text message. It's about 5 minutes since the blackouts started.
Yeah, that's dramatic.
And I can hear these sounds in my bathroom. I'm like, what is going on? And my wife is, this is 6:50 at this point, PM. Yep. My wife is, well, what can you do? Off to bed for us. And she's in the bathroom doing her nightly routine and she's cleaning her face and she's brushing her teeth. She's in her pajamas. By the time I've found the big torch to light up the house, she's in bed. It's 6:55.
I love that.
She grabs a Nintendo Switch and she says, it's fully charged. Lucky me.
Yeah, play on.
And she was ready to get, she gave up so quickly at a power outage. Because normally it's fine. You like get a board game out or you have a bath. If you're not connected to electricity for your water temperature. That's what I like to do.
I feel like Jess almost, your wife Jess almost kind of welcomed, like really jumped into the power out.
I'm not convinced it wasn't her. I reckon she might have found the power grid and pulled the plug on it. Because
what did you do? How did you tackle it?
Well, initially I was like, bath time. My first thought isn't whenever this happens is to have a bath or to play a board game. But because my wife was so...
Candle lit.
Delightful.
Lit.
And I don't want to brag, but we've got a really good torch. So really,
we can light up the room. Really good bath. No,
well,
it's a good
we do
torch.
Have a good bath and a good torch in the place we're renting. But I think I was so thrown that my wife was just waving the white flag.
Yeah.
I got into bed and just sat there kind of looking on Facebook to see what was happening and looking at power calls, text messages. And then when the lights came on, I was like, all right, we're getting back up. And she was not a fan of that I was trying to re-exit the bedroom of that situation because I was like, I want to watch telly.
Well,
there's stuff
committed.
I'm going to do.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this, and I hope I'm not kind of blowing things wide open or anything, but there are books, you know. There's a book, a magazine, written word.
We don't live in the library. Right. So how would I get a book? The library also had a power outage, Jack. So, but thank you very much for your advice.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
How do you go with like sayings? Do you have sayings that are like Jack sayings?
I say beaut a lot.
Right. Because in the last year or so, I've been very big on my guy.
Yeah,
so
my guy.
Like, Jack,
good.
My guy. Like, yeah. Oh, my guy. What are you doing over there?
I like my guys. I drop that in the workshops. What's up, my guys?
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to offer you two, I guess, words/phrases. And I want you to tell me what you like the least. Because I think they're both not that flash.
Okay.
Do you prefer use or y'all?
Yeah, right. I mean, I've never been a use guy. In fact, if I even thought about dropping a use in around mum, I would have gone over the years.
Yeah, because use to me is very, I agree. Parents are going, hey, whoa, we don't say use.
Yeah.
But y'all to me, a lot of people say y'all ironically. Like, howdy, y'all. How y'all going?
Yeah, and I prefer that for sure. I mean, you drop a y'all, I mean, that's just a bit of fun.
Mm.
Use, That's
lesser. It's lesser.
That's got angles.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What's worse, use or y'all? Because I feel like you can have more fun with y'all than you can with use. Now, I know that she's not here to defend herself, so I find myself in a tricky situation. But I'm pretty sure Jess says use.
Yep.
And it's, you know, I keep quiet. I'm glad she's not here while we're talking about it because I'd be a bit worried.
So y'all is an Americanism.
Yeah,
right?
But I feel like you take
an Australian.
Yeah, I feel like you can take away the American accent.
Y'all.
But like, what are y'all up to? See, I don't like it.
Doesn't
either.
Feel good. That didn't
yeah,
feel
I know.
Good at all.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Using y'all. Yvette from Bell Park has given us a call. Yvette, I really like your approach on this. Do you use either y'all or use?
I prefer y'all.
Okay.
Because it's a hyphenated word like g'day, which is good day. You all is y'all. Mm-hmm. Whereas you is a singular word. So use, you can't plural.
Because thanks so much for bringing some logic to the show as well.
When I hear you, it makes my whole body cringe. Like,
right. Because what could use be a shortener for? Like, what could be the second after you?
Yeah, the S that use.
The S.
Yeah.
I don't know what it could be.
If you wanted to plural it, you could say you guys or you people.
I feel like use is better than you people.
It really does make the skin crawl, though, doesn't it, Yvette?
Yeah, it really does.
Okay, well, we'll just get you to say it one more time. So maybe we'll see. You never know. You might grow to love saying use.
No. Okay?
You don't want to say it?
Yeah, never ever.
Okay.
There might be a use just around the corner for you, Yvette.
You just never know. Try something new. Get out and culture yourself, Yvette. Thank you very much for call. I don't know if I can just speak on behalf of Jack and myself, but if you're listening right now, you're really lucky.
Yeah.
This is
and have a good day, y'all. Yeah.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Now, Jack, the last couple of times we've had you in on the show as a guest, it's because of one reason in particular, and I'm going to get you to tell people why we keep getting you in here.
Well, I've written a book of poetry, and you were moved. You saw
Very
some pages,
moved.
And you said, we need more, and we need more, and yep. we need more, and here I am now.
So, again, for people that might have been hearing these poems for the first time, where did you write these poems, and what headspace were you in?
So I was a lawyer. I was a criminal lawyer, and I'd been doing it for 2 years, and I was in a courtroom. I was there for work, and I found myself struck down by a memory mm-hmm. of a poo on the edge of a toilet seat in primary school.
Right.
And the wave that swept of panic, of fear, of excitement that swept the school.
Yeah.
And I started drawing images.
Wow.
I'm writing words down. It's called Gold Street 96 at that
okay.
time. And not long after that, I stopped being a lawyer. And
you were like, this poetry is for me.
But the poems just kept falling out of me. It was okay. COVID, it was lockdown, it was fertile grounds.
Okay, well, I'm going to get you to, again, read us. I believe you have two very short poems for us today.
Yes, I do. I would like to start with the poem which I'm about to begin as soon as I start it right now.
Okay.
Christina Aguilera Naked by Jack Parsons. I'd been sprung scanning the web for naked pictures of Christina. At the computer, Dad showed me the search history and said, "Is this you, mate?" I thought about some elaborate excuse, but there was no getting around it. My sisters didn't share the same interest in naked pics of Christina. In fact, the only person I could blame it on was Dad, and he was the one asking the questions. "Yeah," I replied solemnly. He looked at me and said, "I'm just impressed you spelled it correctly." And I decided not to tell him it had taken a few goes.
Thank you. Just, you got Christina Arnoux initially, and then you worked your way up to Christina Aguilera.
I don't know if you've ever seen the name Aguilera, but there's a lot going
there's
on.
There's some things happening.
Yeah,
okay,
I
wow.
I was about 12.
So I was going to say, yeah, 12. Okay. And wow, what a thought process. And I feel like if you've had that conversation with a parent before, when you don't understand search history.
Yes.
It is, yeah. Who can I blame? The dog? No. any other family members. I blamed it on a friend of mine.
That's the go-to, isn't it? The friend, yeah, I said, the babysitter.
Mum asked me, what have I been Googling? I said, Robbie Melberg told me to do it.
What were you Googling?
I prefer not to get into it.
You should think about poetry.
Okay, maybe. All right, second poem.
Okay, here we go. No title for this one, by Jack Parsons. Liam has a holographic Charizard and I want him dead. Thank you.
I understand that.
Yes.
I understand.
Wait, you didn't understand the first one?
No, I didn't understand the first one, but that you'd say no more.
Yeah.
For that.
Pokemon
cards was huge.
Holographic Charizard, it's still fetching. For those who don't know,
thousands.
Pokemon, the TV show, Pokemon, the app, the game, started in card form, and it was a big...
It was epic.
...freaking deal.
Yeah.
The biggest cherry on the biggest cake was a holographic Charizard.
Shiny Charizard.
I think they're worth what?
Oh, tens of thousands. And the problem is...
Hundreds.
I had a stack of the original Pokemon cards.
Yep.
And again, throwing Mum under the bus today,
yep,
she threw them all out.
Yep. Do you remember the Tanti you could throw around,
yeah,
wanting them?
Yep. I remember asking my grandparents for Pokemon cards for Christmas and they bought me a packet of Pokemon stickers.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't understand.
Incorrect.
Try again. Thank you.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Look, I'd prefer to ask Jess this question, but because she's not a man.
Sure.
Whereas you identify as a man.
Yep.
This morning something happened and I feel lesser than. I feel like I've let my wife down. I feel like I've let... Just, I don't know who. I feel like I've just let everyone down. So my wife's car, we were driving the other night and we got a flat tire, like a flat, flat tire. Not like, oh, there was a screw in it and a little bit of air's coming out. The rim is on the bitumen, flat, flat.
Yeah.
And so I got it into the garage out the back and I've winched it up, changed dozens of tires in my life. I cannot get the wheel nuts, three of the wheel nuts of the five off this tire.
Yep. What did you do? What was your approach? You must have tried. You couldn't have just used the biceps.
So there was a few different ways. And I even got to the point where they were so tight before I got the two of the five off that I actually Googled, do wheel nuts turn right to come off other than left? Because I thought, mate, the only way these aren't coming off is because this is designed in Korea and it's wrong. There's something not happening here. And so, yeah, I didn't have the cross winch, but I had the one where you just put it in, you yank it back, or you can kick it down. And just pulling it, you trying to use my legs, trying to keep the correct posture, like I'm doing weightlifting in the Olympics.
Yeah.
And the current situation is that I've unwinched the car back down to the ground, and it currently has three wheel nuts still on it. And my wife was asking me questions, and I said, I would prefer to not speak about it.
Yeah.
And then I came to work.
And are you sort of like vessels popping out of the veins are popping at this point. There's sweat.
Because I was...
You're frazzled.
I was very sweaty. I was very stinky. I was very warm because I was getting frustrated and putting in all my effort. I'd only had two pairs of toes. And at one point I thought, I'm going to faint if I can't do this. I know I've got the best situation because I'm not on the side of the road trying to do this.
Yeah.
Trying to weave traffic and all those things while trying to change a tire.
Sure.
I'm in the safety of my garage out the back. And now my current situation is I'm going to call a strong friend of mine to come over tonight after I finish work to try and do this.
That's a good idea. I mean, before you do that, before you call in support.
I have a strong boy that is ready. His name's St. John. He's ready to go. If I ever have a situation where I know, like, because right now where I'm currently at, I know that if I go home and try again, I will fail again. And I don't like the feeling. It doesn't happen a lot.
I mean, can we drop something? Can we drop something heavy? I've dropped something heavy on it before to get the thing happening.
Like, what do you mean?
Like a giant piece of wood, or I've just grabbed like
just bunted it.
Yeah, and it's loosened up a little. Just before we need to call St. John in, the reinforcement.
He's my strong boy.
I know, and I wouldn't actually mind having a strong boy in my life if I could get his number.
Well, because I was thinking about asking you, but I was like, I don't know if I can ask you to cover for Jess and change my car tire. Because I feel like, and I know it's the biggest stereotype in masculine, like feminine masculinity.
Yes, yeah, I'm with you.
I already feel defeated as a man today.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. And it is one of those things you do need to be able to do those things around the house, not to reinforce stereotypes.
Well, because I want to show that everyone should be able to change a tire.
Yeah.
And everyone includes me at this point.
Yeah. Your worst thing that could possibly happen to you is if you go back home and your heavily pregnant partner has
well that's the thing
taken care of it herself.
She's well I said to her as I left, because she she's don't 30, even think 37 about weeks to get today. I didn't say, I said, if you try it, I won't even be angry. And yeah. I looked her in the eye and said, I will be genuinely disappointed if you attempt to take this wheel nut off the car.
Yeah.
And she was like, wow, that's pretty heavy. I was like, have a great day. I've got to go. That's where I'm at. So, okay, I'll try bunt it with something before I call my strong boy.
Yeah. But and then, you know, have him on hot, like have him there.
I'll bring the strong boy around. Just worst case scenario, we have a beer. Best case scenario, I've got a new tire on.
Exactly.
I like this plan.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Jack, you're from Janjak. You're big into music. The Pretty Littles is the band that you're in.
Yes.
You also teach a lot of music and you do great music programs across Victoria.
Yeah.
The reason that you couldn't help out yesterday is because you've been doing some school tours at the moment. What have you been doing? Because you're over in the Mornington
Peninsula.
I've
been on the Ninch. Yeah,
unfortunately. On the Ninch. Look, I grew up on the Ninch and we never called it the Ninch.
Well, I got to drop Ninch in front of the students a couple of times and I was basically, you know, hoisted above shoulders.
Wow. Now, because you're 34. What's it like going to schools to teach? Because I imagine being a musician and trying to teach kids about music and the importance of it and those kind of things. You're a cool school guest.
Sure.
It's not like, oh, here's Dr. Harold from the science department.
Well, that's what you've got to keep reminding yourself of that, because there is this moment where, you know, students can, they're so concerned about not looking like a silly billy in front of their friends, you know? So that
never
that
make can, a mistake in public.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the attitude.
It's the worst thing you could possibly do. So that can create a bit of a tension in the air. And you've got to remind yourself sometimes that no matter what you're doing, it is way better than what the students would otherwise be doing.
Yeah.
But that is only really just for the first 10 or 12 minutes. But we just kind of get into it. We play, pick up some instruments. We make a song with each group in 2 hours. And it's so fun. And
you've done this all across the state, haven't
well,
you?
Well, we've done it.
Like versions of it.
Yeah, we've done it in Cooper Pedy. In Tennant Creek.
Wow.
All the way up to Darwin. So we've done it all over. But this is only in the Mornington Peninsula
the
at
Ninch.
The moment. On the Ninch. In high schools. And,
what about the Ballerine Ninch?
Well, that's a good point.
You
and
need
we
to get
should
to this
call
niche.
That the Ninch.
Yeah, the B-Ninch. Yeah, right. Yeah, so.
But it's been amazing, and I think like the there have been some really standout moments.
Give me your two or three highlights from this week, because I imagine going back to a high school where you're not a student and you're not a teacher is a weird kind of headspace.
It is strange, and it's lucky that I've just done it a couple of times. Yeah. But the apart from the fact, and I can't stress enough, like the uplift you get, like the feeling you
I
get
imagine.
of that moment and the students coming out of their shell, it's an epic thing that you get to be a part of. But I met a Dalen. I met a Dalen. Yeah, it was
so
my
that's,
first go.
So that's the student's name.
Yeah, I met a student called Dalen.
Male
and,
or female?
Male. And it was,
so it's not Dale. Yeah, it's not Galen.
It's not Dylan.
It's not Dylan.
No, it's Dalen. So that was exciting.
How do you spell that?
I think that it was a D-A-Y-L-A-N. And Dalen. I sort of tried to ask Dalen just a little bit, just a couple of light questions.
You're like, look, music's great, but
where it came
what's
from.
Going on, mate?
Yeah, well, it's not often that you get a new one.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't met a Dalen before.
No, neither.
So it was super exciting, you know. The other thing I noticed was some young fellas. They must have been year 11 or so.
Right.
Just standing up the back, and they hadn't quite worked out how to stand yet.
Or how to lean or where to put their hands.
They weren't comfortable in the space. And
well,
so
you're not at that age.
You're not at all.
No, I was just saying to you that I look back at me at that age and I go, I understand why I didn't have a girlfriend and no one wanted to kiss me at that age. But at the time, I didn't understand it. I was like, I'm hot to trot. What's going on here?
I am an Adonis. The other thing I noticed was that everyone is really nice to each other and super supportive.
That is different.
That is so different.
Than when we were in school.
We were working with different groups of, different students, and they're all at different levels, and there was groups of singers, and they'd be working on these harmonies together in the most amazing, supportive, friendly
They were trying
ways.
In front of each other.
Trying.
Crazy. You wouldn't do that
and
when I was
supporting.
At school. Because, like, let's play a scenario right now. That would never happen when you and I were in high school. Say you've just tried to play an instrument for the first time, Jack, and I've witnessed you and we're friends.
Yeah.
Here's something that never happened.
Sure.
Hey, Jack, that was great. You really gave it a go there.
Yeah. Yeah,
that would never happen.
That would have stopped time in 2007.
We're like, whoa, what's going on? That's not okay. Well,
Where's the burn coming?
I don't feel safe. Well, you've still got more of these next week, right?
Yeah.
We're definitely going to be touching base because...
Yeah, I'll keep my eyes peeled.
Yeah, well, if you're over on the Ninch, keep an eye out for Jack because he's out there teaching kids
Absolutely.
All about music.
Absolutely.
All thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.